Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Something happened to me recently that I'm a little embarrassed to admit has me...
It happens to a lot of guys, man.
No.
Okay. It does. Seriously, you've been getting the ads. Why don't you just buy one of them?
Thank you.
Please tell me it's not that.
Fine, I'll talk about something else. I'm embarrassed at how shook I am from this incident. And you guys were so okay. Recently, we were asked to speak at the College Broadcasters Inc. They had their little their convention. Mm-hmm. And they wanted like real radio pros. And so they all said no. And so then
we were able to attrition.
Yeah. We were left and we were available. Yeah. So we spoke and it was downtown, which I don't go downtown that often, especially that area of downtown. It's a little like I just don't
what
end
do you
up
mean
there.
By that area.
I don't even know where I was.
See, yeah.
You were at
14th
like DCPA.
And like stout. It wasn't hard.
I don't know where I am ever downtown still.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You don't?
I go down there like once a month. Mm-hmm.
But what?
I know how to get to Ball Arena, Coors Field, like all that. I know we're close. I don't jump on me. I know we were close, but I just don't. I'm not in that area where we were very often.
Okay.
So when we left, I was in my car and I'm driving and I was feeling great about myself because it's like we just spoke to the younger generation and they had great questions and
we
was like.
We inspired them to get the F out of radio.
It was invigorating. It was
like, we did it.
They were like, should we stay? And it was like, I wouldn't.
We. No.
That's the message I was trying to send. Did I not come off correctly?
Oh,
okay. All right.
So I'm driving and we come to a red light and the streets down there, come on. They're a little wonky.
I'm scared of what you're about to
say. How are they wonky?
They're
grid.
They're so wonky. No, it's not.
It's not a grid.
It's 100%
a
grid.
Right angle
it's a grid in some areas. And then I will say sometimes I get confused as to which ones are the one ways, but you figure it out.
Listen,
when you're there. It's not a big deal.
All of this city is a grid.
No.
All of it. The problem is just downtown itself, the grid is shifted just a little bit to
and
one
some
way.
Some of the streets go like this.
Yeah. It's like it's a rhombus. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, no, but it's just one part. It's just like downtown is just
that
just
one
a little
street
shifted.
Was like, and then I went under something and then I came out at the place we spoke.
You,
so what street were you on?
She went through the convention center.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, you came through Belco. You drove through the Belco Theater where our Christmas, Alice in Wonderland is.
Oh, I did see Belco.
By the way, tickets still available to see the one, the only, the master. Mm-hmm. That guy can sing his pee-pee off.
And he's going to do it.
He's good. Like, you could catch his, if it falls off, Teddy Swims junk is available. No, okay, but seriously, there are still... It's not all the way sold out, but if you wait till Christmas, you're not going to go. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to be the guy who's like,
Christmas is also after it.
Yeah, hard selling it, but like,
on December 6th.
And it's cool because it's on it's a Saturday this year. Nor a lot of times it's not this year.
We had it even on a Wednesday, which like we still got a party and we're fine because we don't have to be to work till 3.
Right.
But like, nothing else to do.
Okay.
Belco Theater. So you went through the DCPA for 2 seconds and you act like that somehow
terrifying.
Like the portal to Narnia.
The streets are wobbly.
It's dark, it's kind of a tunnel. And
but that's the moment you're going from straight to the rhombus.
Okay.
Okay.
What happened to you?
All right. So I'm at the red light and a woman pulls up next to me and she rolls her window down and it's kind of like, hey, trying to get my attention.
Oh.
So I'm like, okay, where's my Sharpie? You know, like what am I going to sign for?
Where's my Sharpie?
I think I have a silver one in the car somewhere. And
because she thinks
I don't know.
So Jason Momoa's less attractive
can you let him
step-cousin?
Speak?
No.
I was hoping.
Well,
maybe she heard the show.
Let him speak when he starts with, where's my Sharpie? I'm going to let him. Okay. Say,
so I roll my window down and I go, hi, what? And she says, you don't have any brake lights. Your brake lights aren't on. You just have the one strip on the top and your brake lights. And so I immediately, my head deflates. Like, oh, okay. Thanks for telling me. Now I am 40 miles from my house with this information. And so I am just panicked, paranoid the whole way. I'm like, what's going on? My brake light? What's going on? What? Why would they both go out? That's weird.
I'm trying to think, because when we left the panel thing, it was literally Erica's car, Hack's car, or no, you were first.
I was first.
Erica's car, Hack's car, my car. We followed each other for a little bit. And I'm trying to think.
Aaron ran a red light.
Oh, it was yellow.
That I stopped that.
You were going too slow.
That's when we changed orders.
You were going too slow.
Okay.
So the whole ride home, I'm paranoid. I'm like, I don't have brake lights.
The
like,
whole I'm gonna ride, get pulled over.
Yeah. People on the highway, they're not gonna slam into me because they can't see that I'm going. I'm just like, this is terrible news. But why would both?
How often do you hit your brakes on the highway, Nancy? You're on the highway.
What if there's traffic?
Then you're all just stopped. There's not a lot of...
I don't know. It was daytime. But I'm paranoid the whole way home. I finally get home and I get my wife out and I'm like, I tell her the story about the lady telling me about my lights and I'm like, I need you out here. So I'm in the car and I'm testing them and she's looking at them and she's saying, I see all your lights.
Yeah.
I see all of them.
Oh my God, dude.
I don't know what's...
Do you know what that was?
What?
They were going to jump you.
Oh.
Huh? What?
I thought she was going to hit on him.
No.
You think she was waiting for him to pull over?
Yeah, it was like, you don't have any brake lights, so he's going to pull over.
And she's going to steal his car.
Not her, but some other people are like right there.
Oh my gosh, you had reason to be so concerned.
If the brake lights work, what would be the motivation for telling him they don't work?
Where was this exactly?
Right after you ran the red light, wherever that was, it was like the next light.
Like 14th and Champa, probably.
You guys were gone. I had lost you by that. I was way too
slow. Oh my gosh, and then you're panicked. You're not alone.
It was a scam.
You think that's what it is?
It was a scam.
Even more apparent. So
if the brake lights worked when you got home, then why wouldn't they be working at the other place?
I just thought I thought you were going to say you went down a wrong way, one-way street.
No. It was even, so now the whole, my wife tells me your lights are fine. So then I'm fine. I'm driving it. But then it gets in my head a little bit that it's like,
oh, no.
Well, I haven't seen him on. Are you sure? Did she see him? Why would that lady tell me that they were out if they weren't out? Unless I never thought about getting jumped.
That's they're trying to get you.
Never thought about getting hit on. Jumped is way more likely.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.